So Lord Chaitanya also had such Nam Yagyas, which we'll talk about later. We get this verse here from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 7, text 76. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.
Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.
Kalo Nasteva Nasteva.
Kalo Nasteva Nasteva.
Nasteva Gatiranyata.
Nasteva Gatiranyata.
Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.
Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.
Kalo Nasteva Nasteva.
Kalo Nasteva Nasteva.
Nasteva Gatiranyata.
Nasteva Gatiranyata.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for spiritual progress than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. And Hare Nama Hari means literally Krishna, purport by Prabhupada, or Hari. For progress in spiritual life, the Shastras recommend meditation and Satya Yuga, sacrifice for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu and Treta Yuga, and gorgeous worship of the Lord in the temple, in Dwarpa Yuga. But in the age of Kali, one can achieve spiritual progress only by chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is confirmed in various scriptures. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many references to this fact. In the 12th canto, it is said, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. In the age of Kali, there are many faults, for people are subjected to many miserable conditions. Yet in this age, there is one great benediction. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can be freed from all material contamination and thus be elevated to the spiritual world. The Narada Pancharatra also praises the Hare Krishna maha mantra as follows. Chayo Veda Shadangani Chandansi Vivida Sura Sarvam Ashtak Sharantak Stam Yachanyat Api Vanmayam Sarva Vedanta Sararta Sangsarana Vatarana. Translation: the essence of all Vedic knowledge, comprehending the three kinds of Vedic activities, Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, and Upasanakanda, the Chanda or Vedic hymns, the process for satisfying the Devas, is included in the eight syllables, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is the reality of all Vedanta. The chanting of the holy name is the only means to cross the ocean of nations. Similarly, Kali Santanu Upanishad states, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These 16 names, composed of 32 syllables, are the only means to counteract the evil effects of Kali Yuga. In all the Vedas, it is seen that to cross the ocean of nations, there is no alternative to chanting of the holy name. Unquote. Similarly, Sri Madhvacharya, while commenting upon the Mundaka Upanishad, has said, Dwarpariyaya janaya vishnu pancharatrais cha kevalam kalo tat nama matrena pujyate bhagavan hari. Translation: in the Dwarpa Yuga, one should satisfy Krishna or Vishnu only by worshipping him gorgeously according to the pancharatriki system. But in the age of Kali, one can satisfy and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, simply by chanting the holy name. Unquote. In his Bhakti Sandarbha, verse 284, Srila Jiva Goswami strongly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name as follows. It's a very long prose. So Jiva Goswami states that the substance of all Vedic mantras is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Every mantra begins with the prefix Namo Om and eventually addresses by name the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the supreme will of the Lord, there is a specific potency in each and every mantra granted by great sages like Narada Muni and other rishis. Chanting the holy name of the Lord immediately renovates the transcendental relationship of the living being with the Supreme Lord. To chant the holy name of the Lord, one need not depend upon other paraphernalia, for one can immediately get all the desired results of connecting or linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may therefore be questioned why there is a necessity for initiation or further spiritual activities and devotional service for one who engages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. The answer is that although it is correct that one who fully engages in chanting the holy name need not depend upon the process of initiation, generally a devotee is addicted to many abominable material habits due to material contamination from his previous life. In order to get quick relief from all these contaminations, it is required that one engage in the worship of the Lord in the temple. The worship of the deity in the temple is essential to reduce one's restlessness due to the contamination of conditional life. Thus Narada and his Pancharatriki Vidhi and other great sages have sometimes stressed that since every conditioned soul has a bodily concept of life aimed at sense enjoyment, to restrict this sense enjoyment, the rules and regulations for worshipping the deity in the temple are essential. Srila Rupa Goswami has described that the holy name of the Lord can be chanted by liberated souls, but almost all the souls we have to initiate are conditioned. It is advised that one chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses and according to the regular principles. Yet due to their past bad habits, they violate these rules and regulations. Thus the regulated principles for worship of the deity are also simultaneously essential. So that was text 76, Adi Lila chapter 7, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, spoken at the beginning of the, just prior to the beginning of the 24-hour kirtan and the patron mela here at New Vrindavan, West Virginia, USA. And today is the 21st, right? 21st of June 2008, and the year of our beloved Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 522. Hare Krishna. So, this is Lord Chaitanya actually, when he's speaking to the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi about his guru told him to chant the holy name of the Lord. So, as we heard this morning, we heard a few times from Alati Devi, Kalo Doshe Nidhi Rajan, that Kali Yuga is an ocean of defects. Asti eka mahat guna, but there's one good quality that counteracts, outweighs all the defects. If you put all the defects on one side of the balance and one good quality on the good quality is heavier. So that good quality is chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. We chant the holy names of Krishna, Mukta Sangha, we get liberated from all the attachments and the different connections with the material gunas, Parang Bhajet, and we can get back to Krishna at the end of our lives. be immediately in connection also. So these many verses were quoted here today from different Upanishads, from different acharyas. So this is a highly recommended, most recommended process for Kali Yuga. So it's very nice, actually. Some of the same devotees are, we have a 24-hour, sometimes a 72-hour kirtan in Mayapur before during one section, at least in the evenings we have, but we did the Mahabhisheka installation, we did a bathing of the Lord in the Holy Name for about 72 hours, and this year in Mayapur, the coming year, 2009, we're going to also have the Mahabhisheka. So some of the organizers here told me we want to come over and do a big program there, so you can put it in your calendar. I don't know all that, I don't... It'll be a couple of weeks before Gopurnima. I mean, right after the GBC meetings, probably. But that's, you're on the committee, we'll figure that out. Yeah, it's a good point. You're not on the committee? So, like this, once I was noticing that every year on Nityananda Trayodasi, that Gaura Govinda Maharaj was having a 24-hour kirtan. And so then I was just asking him, what's the details about this? Where is it, anything in the literature? And he told me to look at the teachings by Vasu Ghosh. There's the three Ghoshes, Vasu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Madhav Ghosh. But Vasu Ghosh, one of the lead singers of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan party. She's in our Kiva Jayo Jayo Vasu Ghosh Adi Gayan. So I actually found a section where he wrote a ballad, like a kind of a Leela Kirtan, a ballad about Lord Chaitanya's holding a 24-hour kirtan. So it's actually something that Lord Chaitanya would do, and they had a whole, I don't know what they're going to do here, but they had a whole procedure that even the night before they would actually discuss about the Holy Name, which many were doing now the hour before. And they would also sing about glories of Lord Chaitanya, glories of about the glories of the Holy Name, chant. Now they do is they chant Panchatattva mantra, I don't know what. But they have what they call Adivas, where you kind of prepare yourself that we're going to do a 24-hour yajna of chanting the Holy Name. At that time there's only Hare Krishna, the way that Lord Chaitanya did it. It'll just be Hare Krishna for 24 hours. So beforehand, everybody does all the other mantras they have to chant, Panchatattva, whatever, prayers, meditation, that they're going to invoke the Holy Name. So what they do is they make a circular octagonal, which is kind of like the gazebo where it's going to be held anyway. They make a little house and then a little... area, they call it a kunja, and they plant banana trees around, and in the middle they have a tulsi plant, sometimes a clay pot of where the deities are installed, the Radha and Krishna, and nowadays people also do Lord Chaitanya, but at that time it was Radha and Krishna, and then they put also one pot of yogurt into somewhere in the kunja on the side. And they'll do it sitting down here, but they would dance around the tulsi plant. And one group would be chanting for some time, and then the next group would come, they do one time around, and then the old group goes out and a new group stays in. But then, they would be chanting, taking turns, one after another, coming and keeping. It's like it can't, no break, constant Hare Krishna chanting. And then what they did is in the morning, the next morning, usually do from sunrise to sunrise, but that may be a detail. And then they would in the morning, after the 24 hours was over, then they would take if they had a deity in the center or clay pot, or they would take on a little Hari Nam around, Then in Bengal, it's probably a lot warmer, but they have many ponds and things, so they would go by some river or pond, and they'd all go right into the water with their clothes on. At some point, I don't know if it was before or after the bath, when they would take that clay pot with the yogurt in it and break it, and that was called Kunja Banga. That now the yagya is over, it's completed, and everybody took the yogurt and threw it at each other. I've never seen anybody do that, but it's written there, so pretty like a little holy thing. But it makes more sense to take your bath after that, but I don't remember right now. So there was a whole procedure like that, and people would stay up the whole night and all day and then listen to the kirtan. These different devotees would be chanting. So this is something that Lord Chaitanya did. I mean, I don't know if I left out any details, but it was... I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was doing his kind of a manas parikrama of Navadip Dham, when he went to Rudradip and he saw the Harinam going like this, dancing around a tulsi plant. Then he suddenly saw it turn into Radha Krishna and the gopis, that this mood of chanting Hare Krishna is not different than the mood of Radha and Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan. So it's a great opportunity to get purified, to hear the holy names and to continue to chant for so long. It's a good meditation. And we hear here because of the holy name is Krishna himself, that he's actually not different from his holy name. And when we chant the holy name, we get Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, we get a living spiritual mellows start to appear in the heart. And we start to get very close, like Prabhupada used the word here, connected or linked with Krishna through the chanting of the holy names. So that's why we're continually encouraging people to take up the chanting. I know chanting is important, but sometimes we don't have that taste for chanting, and so we keep putting it off. But if we do chant, then that taste starts to awaken. Remember at the Panihati, I mentioned the Panihati festival, that when Lord Nityananda came back from Jagannath Puri on the order of Lord Chaitanya, that time he started the whole kirtan movement in Panihati. He started his Namhat preaching by first of all just doing a non-stop kirtan that went on day and night for about 3 months. So we're going to get through 24 hours, but it was just going on and on. And so many people would join the kirtan and dance and chant, and or at least sit and chant, whatever, they would be part there. They were probably dancing and chanting, is what I remember. And they would forget everything. They'd forget that maybe they went out to go shopping and they heard about the kirtan. They came over to take a look out of curiosity, got swept away by the chanting, and after about 3 days, oh yeah, I was supposed to get the milk, you know. and go back home, and the people they met, they said, "What happened to you? You're just like grinning and like so happy. What happened?" And this kirtan is going on, and wow, I feel so much bliss. And then the other person would go like this. So there was a constant influx of people. It was said about 10,000 people were present at any given time, going on for 3 months. At the end of chanting for 3 months, all these associates of Lord Nityananda, they started manifesting mystical powers and started floating up in the air. Someone was jumping from one tree to the next like a flying squirrel or like a balloon or something. And then Abhiram Thakur, there was like a 60-foot bamboo. He picked it up, must weigh about 400 pounds or something. It was a huge bamboo. Picked it up by one side, which meant the leverage on it would be like unbelievable. would be much heavier than what it weighs if you pick it up on one side, playing it like a flute, dancing and chanting. And then another devotee picked up so many trees and just picked up the palm trees, started dancing with them. The one person went and picked up a whole mango tree. I mean, that must weigh about 20 tons or something. Started dancing with that. And then, you know, Raghava Pandit, where the kirtan was going on at his house, he told Nityananda Prabhu, they're going to destroy my garden. I don't know where serve the deities with. These are the deities' trees, you know. I mean, maybe the kirtan's going to move on because so many people, my house more or less destroyed and it's going to be totally finished. So Nityananda just took his kirtan, went around, and that was how they originally spread. And no rules and regulations and, you know, no admission tickets or anything. Just come and chant Hare Krishna. And it had such a big effect. People got so inspired that then after that, after they were inspired and convinced that Hare Krishna works, then they were ready to accept whatever the other conditions were. Well, there's no hard and fast rule for chanting, but if you want to maintain your sthayi bhava, your fixed emotions and ecstasy, then you do have to. There's some recommended things we do, like follow the regular principles. But after someone develops their taste, then those things are easy to introduce. Sometimes we scare people away because we give all the principles first, and they never get around to chanting because they're so afraid that I can't do all those things. But once they chant, get a taste, then it's very easy. You don't think about that. It's just something automatic. So I was very fortunate that when I was there, like I heard, like it was mentioned by Malati, that Jayananda Prabhu was training me up a little bit while we were building Rathkar, and then there was another devotee called Upendra, who I think was also a Prabhupada secretary at some point. Huh? Servant, okay. And he gave me a pair of beads and told me how to chant. So to go, I used to do yoga. So I went out in the park and sat and chanted for 6 hours the first day. That was my first, because I was a yogi, you know, yogi, sit and meditate. So I was chanting for 6 hours, 32 rounds, real slowly. And then I was feeling so much bliss that the first day I was convinced this is the most intense, amazing meditation I've ever done. I was convinced, first day chanting, this was it. This was nothing that I've ever experienced better than this. And I went back and Upendra was waiting for me. He said, actually, by accident I gave you Prabhupada chanted beads. I'm not supposed to do that. Actually, that was quite the same the next day, you know. So he took the beads back, gave me a new one. And got a little boost there. But that's our secret. We want people to chant, get a taste. And then after you have a little bit of a taste or some realization about the nectar of the holy name, then following the rest of the process is fairly easy. So that's a secret, and probably this should be done in many places. Most of the devotees here are pretty experienced devotees. But even to have, in India sometimes they do 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. Or sometimes they do 24, they do 48, they do 72. I've even seen up to like 1 week non-stop kirtan. But Nityananda is 3 months, they went on, then roaming kirtan. Seems to be the record. But they do these different nam yagyas. Of course, unfortunately now, like, there's professional people who have kind of entered into the Indian market, and they get paid, and then depending on how famous a group they are, you pay them more or less. And so I had a disciple, that Nityananda Pran, that before he was a Hare Krishna devotee, he was one of these members of the group, and he said, you know, that they had to like show emotion, and it's all artificial. And he was just waiting when the 2 hour stint they had to, each took a 2 hour, he was waiting to go out and smoke his beedis. When he came to Hare Krishna, it was the first time he actually got a taste for chanting, and then gave up all his bad habits. He came to the West to teach Madranga for a while. He was with Krishna Kirtan. Maybe you remember. It was a long time ago. But So here the pure devotees are chanting, they're all following the principles, and it's a great opportunity to go deep into the chanting of the holy name. The holy name is able to purify us. It's the most merciful. The Rupa Goswami mentioned the Krishnanam Astaka, that if you commit an offense to the deities, you get purified by chanting the holy names. So who is more merciful, the holy name or the deities? From that you can say the holy name is even more merciful, because that's how you get forgiven for an offense to the deity. So it's good that we focus on the chanting of the holy name, get a taste for chanting, and continue to chant. We do deity worship, along with the deity worship, which is an important factor Prabhupada mentions here. We accompany it with a chanting of the holy names. Like sometimes you go to a traditional temple in India and they just ring, everybody rings these gongs and bells at the same time. You can't hear any bong, 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 bong. And then the aarti goes on. But our ISKCON tradition is we chant. We have different prayers and chant the holy name at the Mangalarti, the Darshanarti, the Rajbhogarti, and the Sandhyarti. Because Prabhupada asked us to have Akhandanam in Mayapur. In the temple we have Kirtan, Japa, and the class, Akhanda, in the main temple. And then when there was once a child who had cancer, just it was loved by all the devotees, and they started a non-stop kirtan that he could get cured. And then he went to the hospital, and the doctor went in to operate on him, and after he came out and he had the x-ray and said, look, this is something amazing. How is this possible? I'm going to speak to the Congress of Physicians. Look, here's the x-ray. It shows there's a tumor here. I went to operate. There was nothing there. Harinam ki! So that's how we started in Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, the 10,000 year Harinam, non-stop. But that's a skeleton crew sometimes. Sometimes the youth come and bolster it up. Something going on there. Take turn all day and night. So that's, we have two kirtans going on. And Vrindavan has a Kandanam also, right? I don't know, New Vrindavan is doing this yagya. It's very auspicious. Hope everybody gets a lot of taste, a lot of spiritual appreciation for the holy name. And it's a wonderful way of bringing everybody together, hearing the transcendental vibrations. So, what time is it in New Vrindavan time? How much more time I got? 10 minutes? Darshan is at 8 p.m. I don't think so. I think it's 8 a.m. So we have a lot of other senior devotees here. Maybe someone else like to make a comment or have a question on the chanting. Maharaj?
Question is that in elevation to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said that you cannot see Krishna with the eyes, you cannot hear the holy with the ear, you cannot touch the body of the Lord with the hand, you cannot chant the holy name with the tongue.
I know if you're going to ask the question from some other scripture or quote, it'd be good to have it. We can read it and see what the context was. Otherwise, out of the sky blue, then it's kind of difficult to know exactly what you're referring to. It's not, we chant, First of all, there's Namavas, there's the shadow of the holy name, there's the reflection of the holy name. And we keep chanting, but it's a special mercy of the Lord to actually appear. We may be chanting, but that doesn't mean that we're like fully chanting. When we actually realize the chanting, realize the holy name, then that's when we get Krishna prema, that's when we get very deep experience. So what we're getting is, it's described sometime as like the, before the sun rises, there's light in the sky, like by the end of Mangalarti here, it's starting to get a little lit, but you can't see the sun yet. So we're just getting a glimpse, a prelude. But sometime by some special mercy, we actually get either a momentary realization, but that's why it's not possible just by material senses. It's actually done through the spiritual body. And that's why the chanting of the holy name develops our spiritual bodies, so the Vaishnavas who are chanting and practicing Krishna consciousness, the devas, see them developing their spiritual body. We don't see, we just see the normal faces and people here, but they can see on the higher plane that their spiritual bodies are developing. When they're going to Vaikuntha, then they get four arms. If they're going to Goloka, they get two arms. So all these things are mentioned in the works of the Goswamis. So as we're chanting, gradually our spiritual senses awaken. It's a transcendental realization. But even while we're in a conditioned life, we can get some experience, some taste. And that's when we actually get purified, we get stai bhava, where we're fixed on a particular level. Mainly, and otherwise sometimes you're chanting and you get momentarily a little glimpse, a little maybe some ecstasy, but because we're not so fixed, we may not maintain that bliss all the time. That's why then once you get a taste, like Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada was once mentioning, that normally in the other yoga processes you do all these austerities and penances and meditation, and then finally at the end you get, it's like you're going through a meal where you eat your like in the Bengali system, eat the bitters first, eat your bitter melon and your sak, and then you take the regular sabjis, and then you get the chutneys and the sweets and the halva and the sweet rice and everything, and then so they go through, they get the sweet at the end. So the sweet is like the samadhi, the ecstasy, but usually the other prasad you get it at the end. But Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he gives us the, like for kids, they like to eat the dessert first. I mean, they'd rather go right to the ice cream and the apple pie or whatever it is and deal with the spinach some other time. If at all. So Lord Chaitanya is giving us the taste first, the nectar, and then... So that way we already get a little taste of bliss and then from that then we can get into the main course, which is the whole process of bhakti yoga. So that's where Lord Chaitanya, he's giving us this mercy where when we're chanting the holy name, by the mercy of the Lord, this awakens in our heart. And we get to experience. Okay, Hari Sri, and then Chandrasekhar Maharaj.
I'm just wondering where that description you all mentioned earlier and that Jagyashala that they set up and the procedures, where is that
from? Well, that wasn't necessarily Nityananda. That was time of Lord. That was from the one of the bhajans of Vasugosh.
Oh.
It's in... There's a collection up in my room in the library there. I got a collection of, like, it's a huge thick book of different, or maybe it's four volumes of different bhajans, which are not in the normal little book we get. There's like all the kinds of bhajans by the different Goswamis and associates of Lord Chaitanya. So I found it in there. And that's where Gaura Govinda Maharaj told me to look for it. There's a whole section on Vasu Ghosh's songs. But there's many, you know, there's like Vasugo, Mukunda, Datta, so he has a section, and then his section.
Just one comment about the thing about And there was one thing that Prabhupada used to cite quite often. It was a cartoon from a newspaper that somebody had sent him, where there was an old man and an old woman sitting on a park bench, and there were the devotees chanting and dancing. And then the old woman turns to the old man and says, "Chant, chant, chant." And then the old man replies, "Can't, can't, can't." And then Prabhupada said, "So if you're not a liberated soul, then you can't actually chant Hare Krishna. And if you are regularly chanting Hare Krishna, I think you are a liberated soul."
Hari Om! Hari Ram Sankirtan Yajna Ki! Glories to all the assembled liberated souls. Okay, last question. We've got to run to the daily greeting. You have 3 minutes or something.
It was along the same lines as that comment. You read that section from Adi, 776, where it basically starts out saying, why do we need to be initiated? Because the Holy Name delivers everything. If I understood you correctly, or I understood the passage correctly, the reason is that unless you're already liberated, you can't take that much advantage of the Holy Name. You need initiation. Is that what you got to from that section?
To chant the Holy Name of the Lord, one need not depend upon other paraphernalia, for one can immediately get all the desired results of connecting or linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may be thereby, therefore, be questioned why there is a necessity for initiation or further spiritual activities and devotional service for one who engages in the chanting of the Holy Name of the Lord. The answer is that although it is correct that one who fully engages in chanting the Holy Name need not depend upon the process of initiation, generally a devotee is addicted to many abominable material habits due to material contamination from his previous life. In order to get quick relief from all these contaminations, it is required that one engage in the worship of the Lord in the temple. So that's the worship of the Lord in the temple, then you need initiation. Worship of the deity in the temple is essential to reduce one's restlessness through the contamination of conditional life. So probably use the word to get quick relief. Continue chanting. Maybe just the Holy Name is powerful enough, but it may take a much longer time. Where one has the help of a spiritual master, if they are worshiping the deities, then they can get more quickly relieved from these different contaminations, and then they can go deeper into the chanting of the Holy Name. Then he said, Rupa Goswami described the Holy Name of the Lord, which Hari Suri mentioned, can be chanted by liberated souls, but almost all the souls we have to initiate are conditioned. It is advised that when chant the Holy Name of the Lord without offense, according to the regular principles, yet due to their past habits, they violate these rules and regulations. Thus, the regulative principles for worship of the deity are simultaneously essential. So it keeps us pure. Since we're not yet liberated. So let's greet the deities to get purified so we can chant the Holy Name. Oh, clearly.